Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 14, 1975, in Durban, South Africa.
Man came from ape. So why man is not coming now from ape?
It only happened once,
and
that was enough to start the whole thing.
Only once?
Well, that happened at least twice.
There is another skill now. We see the flowers and fruits are coming every season. Why once? This dogmatic we have to accept. Well, our experience is that by nature way we find the same flower is coming again in the same season.
Well, actually, Darwin said that there's a missing link.
You rascal, you say that. What is that missing link? Simply, my breathing, and it is going on in the name of time. Let's see the fun. Simply misleading, and people are so rusted, the civilized man so far, is accepting a great theory.
Accepting?
This Darwin theory is very big invention or discovery. Simply childish rustled man. There is no reason, there is no sense. Man came from monkey, why not coming now? Stop once. So what kind of man came first?
First it was very primitive man. They think that he resembled a monkey very much.
So is that in Africa, this man, they resemble that, what is called? That animal?
Gorilla.
Gorilla. So these men are still existing.
Yes.
But why from gorilla they do not come?
They don't come from the gorilla.
Africans, I have seen, they look like gorilla. So, why now from gorilla, the Africans or any black man is not coming? Then the question is, the black man, you have got experience, black man come. And what from the white man come? Is there any white gorilla?
No.
No? Then white man, how did he come?
Well, sometimes there's a freak of nature and the pigments that are in the skin.
Simply, it is for Darwin, sometimes. To support his rascalda, nature has to serve him sometimes. You see? We have to believe. Nature's law is the same, symmetrical. Nature is not obliged to Mr. Darwin, a rascal. Sometimes he said, sometimes he did, and he knew it only. And nobody knew. We have to believe it. Sometimes it was done, and it was revealed to Darwin. How he came to know? Nobody could understand, only Darwin could understand. There was no
they
other.
They use the same argument against us, though. They use the same argument against us that so few people can understand God. So
no, we don't say like that. we say the God first spoke to Sun God, and Sun God spoke to his son, Mano, and Mano spoke to Ikhaku, Ikhaku spoke to his son, in this way alone. We don't say the God spoke to me. Evam parampara brahma. That is quite reasonable. God said to Brahma, and the Brahma said to Nara, Nara said to Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva said to others. In this way, we should know. We find father said to my forefather, my forefather said to my father or my grandfather, and the same news is coming in family way. So what is wrong? We don't say Darwin simply knew it. No, we didn't say that. Evam paramparapa. You are the rascal number one. All these scientists, the so-called scientists.
So how can we prove Krishna scientifically?
First of all, let them prove their theory. Then we shall prove ours. We are proving. We have got our own way. But why they are speaking all this nonsense? First of all, let him prove that he is genuine. Then our turn is next. Our ideas are very easy. Krishna said to Sun God, and Sun God said to his son, his son, his son, his son, his son. Where is the difference? Again, Krishna says, now it is mismanaged, it is wrong. So I am saying again to you, Arjuna. So what Arjuna has understood, we are understanding the same way. How Arjuna understood it, that is written in the Bhagavad Gita. What is it? We have no idea. But you jump over, there is link, there once only from monkey came. What is this nonsense? We have to believe this. Has it any sense? And because Mr. Darwin is speaking, we have to accept it.
Well, certain changes take place, just like when it's very hot. If you're in a hot climate all the time,
that's
your blood
right.
thins.
This is that.
Well, if you take that further, all of these changes can mount up to some big physical
No changes. The nature is working symmetrically, always. The sun is rising in the morning, that is going on for millions of years.
Gradually the changes take place.
No.
Very scientific way, step by step.
What changes?
First the hairs fell off.
Morning, in the morning the sun rises on the eastern side. That is going on. What changes? These flowers, seasonal flowers. Now, seasonal changes. Winter, summer, spring. Everything is going on symmetrically. There is no change. Because it is going on symmetrically, therefore we can say the February, next February will be very nice season here. Why? Because you have got experience last February. So we are certain the same thing will happen in the next February. Therefore we can say there is no such change. Nature's way. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani. It is very symmetrical. Everything is going on nicely. Nature's way.
One of the strong points of Darwin's theory.
I don't mind, simply foolishness.
But they argue.
Foolish like you will believe.
What?
They argue that 5,000 years ago they have no history. So they think that before that time.
But they think.
That is no civilization. Therefore, like monkeys.
They think. That is their. We don't think. We have got millions of years history. Why we shall think with them, with these rascals? They may think, the rascals, the child may think like something, but an elderly man will not think like that. Because they are thinking like that, we have to think with them?
No.
Then? Because the rascals are thinking in some way, we have to believe that? First of all, let them prove that they are sane men. They are all insane rascals. Why shall I take their word? We are taking words from Krishna, who is accepted, the Supreme, by all the acharyas, all the great sages. Why shall I go to this rascal David? We are not so foolish. He cannot accept.
Well, the Bible is just some story. The Bible is just some story. Why should we believe that all of a sudden there was
the Bible is not authorized. Authorized because it was compiled after Jesus Christ finished.
No, the Bible was there all. The Old Testament has been there for thousands of years.
The Old Testament, but what is going on Bible?
That Genesis where it says the creation.
That is another
some story. Why should we believe?
Huh?
There's nothing else to believe. Why not believe this Darwin?
No. But you are not believing Bible. Bible, they say that the earth is square. Huh? Nobody is believing. So one point is sufficient, that it is not perfect. One point is sufficient.
It says the earth is square.
Yeah, they say normally they believe that.
Probably that.
Or means flat.
It fall down. If you go very fast, you fall down. Just like a child thinks. Bible, so many have been proved not authorized. Therefore, Bible is not authorized.
So we had this religion and everybody was saying that this was the correct way, the official policy. So everybody knew this was nonsense. Mm-hmm. So Darwin is very scientific, so he accepted science.
What is that fact? You say, by chance, one's nature. That is not science. You don't find nature's way by chance to science, no? As soon as you talk something nonsense, your whole statement will be accepted as nonsense. Because you are nonsense. What is the value of your statement? This is our statement. Once you say something nonsense, you are wholesale nonsense. That is our statement. You cannot say, I am sorry, it was incorrect. No. That is other. Then your whole statement is incorrect. This is our.
Scientists are always saying that.
Yes.
They're always saying that.
Yes. They're all nonsense.
Last year we made a mistake, now it's all right.
Now we advance. And what is the guarantee that this is all right? We'll advance again. That means you're always incorrect.
But people always think that it's always getting better.
Therefore, they're rascals. This is called Maya. They remain rascal still, they think that they're advanced.
Nobody thinks about that point. Nobody.
Yeah, everyone is rascal, how you think? We say, Mura, all rascals.
But when the early scientists they were analyzing the body. They tried to find the soul. They would look for the soul in different parts of the body. They couldn't find it with their microscopes.
That's all right. That is he's a rascal, Ram. He's a rascal. But soul is there. Then find out what is the missing point of a dead man. If there is no soul, something is missing.
Well, actually, they pinned it down to a little bit of a molecule that brings down.
That's all. Bring that molecule.
They're working on it.
Huh? What? You see, this is glass. This is glass.
Now they're inventing these different DNA and RNA molecules to change people by injecting them with these different things before they're born, making new people.
That is not a very difficult thing. If you make some vegetables, if you add more sugar, it becomes sweet. If you add more salt, it becomes salty. That you can do. That is not very difficult. Our question is, where from the life comes? That is all. So they do not give any answer to this. That is their question. What is their life? They say, life developed from chemicals. Now, do it. By chemical combination, make and one egg and give it to the fermenting machine. What is a fermenting machine? They have got heating machine.
Incubator.
Put it there. Then we shall accept your science. Why don't you do that? Then your all theories are useless. This is practical.
It seems more practical to make a computer than to make an egg.
Whatever it may be, do it. And from that egg, you get chicken. Then I shall accept that you are scientist. Otherwise, you are still talking all madman's proposal. Do it. Ask them. Write in the paper that Prabhupada was speaking like that, a challenge to the scientist.
To make an egg.
Is there any scientist who can make an egg which is put in the incubator and gradually it comes to become...
They will think we are completely crazy.
Huh?
They will think we
are
completely
crazy. Well, then kick on their chest, on their nose, rascal. You are crazy or you are crazy?
But who wants to make eggs?
Huh?
Who wants to make eggs?
No, it is an experiment. You say life comes from chemicals. Like a chemical combination, make an egg and do it. Begin from this. Then we shall see others. This is very easy. You have already analyzed the yellow portion of the egg, the white portion of the egg, and that outer plastering can be done. Nowadays there is for this one?
Plastic.
It can be done. Is it?
Make a chicken.
Make a chicken or so many birds? If not chicken, make a sparrow. Do something. Do something. Why you should be misled by them? Disaster. Challenge. Challenge them publicly that these rascals are misleading.